You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 290, the early chapters of Genesis. Today's challenge. Genesis 1 to 11 contains many things that don't correspond to the modern scientific understanding of the world, talking snakes, a universal flood, and so on. Today's defense. These chapters pertain to history in a true sense, but they're written according to a set of literary conventions that conveys truth using more symbolism than later passages. The Magisterium has indicated this for Genesis 1, stating, "Scripture presents the work of the Creator symbolically as a succession of 6 days of divine work concluded by the rest of the seventh day." Catechism of the Catholic Church, 337. It is said the same for Genesis 3, stating, "The account of the fall in Genesis 3 uses figurative language, but affirms a primeval event, a deed that took place at the beginning of the history of man." Catechism of the Catholic Church, 390. The Magisterium has not yet similarly commented on the other events in Genesis 1 to 11, for example, the flood, the Tower of Babel, but it likely would take the same approach. Thus, in 1950, Pius XII stated, "The first 11 chapters of Genesis, although properly speaking not conforming to the historical method used by the best Greek and Latin writers, or by competent authors of our time, do nevertheless pertain to history in a true sense, which, however, must be further studied and determined by exegetes. The same chapters, in simple and metaphorical language, adapted to the mentality of a people but little cultured, both state the principal truths which are fundamental for our salvation, and also give a popular description of the origin of the human race and the chosen people." Humani Generis, 38. The reason for the greater use of symbolism in these chapters is because of the remoteness of the events in time. This period is before Israel's recorded history began, and truth concerning this period cannot be conveyed the same way it can for the period after detailed historical records began to be kept. A different set of literary conventions were thus used for describing the period before the arrival of Abraham in Genesis 12. From Abraham to the time of Israel's kings, less symbolism is used, and a more conventional way of recording history begins with the advent of the kings and the keeping of court records.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.